Treating Trauma Through Theater. It is surprising how little research exists on how collective ceremonies affect the mind and brain, and how they might prevent or alleviate trauma. Over the past decade, however, I have had a chance to observe and study three different programs for treating trauma through theater. One, the Urban Improv in Boston, and the Trauma Drama program it inspired in the Boston public schools and in our residential centers. Two, the Possibility Project, directed by Paul Griffin in New York City. And three, Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, which runs a program for juvenile offenders called Shakespeare in the Courts. In this chapter, I'll focus on these three groups, but there are many excellent therapeutic drama programs in the United States and abroad, making theater a widely available resource for recovery. Despite their differences, all these programs share a common foundation: confrontation of the painful realities of life and symbolic transformation through communal action. Love and hate, aggression and surrender, loyalty and betrayal are the stuff of theater and the stuff of trauma. As a culture, we are trained to cut ourselves off from the truth of what we're feeling. In the words of Tina Packer, the charismatic founder of Shakespeare and Company, training actors involves training people to go against that tendency, not only to feel deeply, but to convey that feeling at every moment to the audience, so that the audience will get it and not close off against it. Traumatized people are terrified to feel deeply. They are afraid to experience their emotions because emotions lead to loss of control. In contrast, theater is about embodying emotions, giving voice to them, becoming rhythmically engaged, taking on and embodying different roles. As we've seen, the essence of trauma is feeling God-forsaken, cut off from the human race. Theater involves a collective confrontation with the realities of the human condition. As Paul Griffin, discussing his theater program for foster care children, told me, "The stuff of tragedy in theater revolves around coping with betrayal, assault, and destruction. These kids have no trouble understanding what Lear, Othello, Macbeth, or Hamlet are all about." In Tina Packer's words, "Everything is about using the whole body and having other bodies resonate with your feelings, emotions, and thoughts." Theater gives trauma survivors a chance to connect with one another by deeply experiencing their common humanity. Traumatized people are afraid of conflict. They fear losing control and ending up on the losing side once again. Conflict is central to theater. Inner conflicts, interpersonal conflicts, family conflicts, social conflicts, and their consequences. Trauma is about trying to forget, hiding how scared, enraged, or helpless you are. Theater is about finding ways of telling the truth and conveying deep truths to your audience. This requires pushing through blockages to discover your own truth, exploring and examining your own internal experience so that it can emerge in your voice and body on stage.